Canada's new prime minister hopes his meeting today with President Bush in Monterey will improve the somewhat rocky relationship between his country and the United States. Paul Martin became prime minister last month. Richard Reynolds reports from Toronto.
The troubles in the relationship between Canada and the U.S. likely began in 2001, when the recently elected President Bush announced that he would not support the Kyoto Agreement on reducing greenhouse gases. Later, Bush's opposition to both the International Criminal Court and the Treaty on Controlling Landmines became two more issues that set Ottawa and Washington at odds. In addition, there was a widespread impression here, at least early in the Bush administration, that the president was a lightweight on foreign affairs. Stephen Clarkson is a professor at the University of Toronto and an expert on Canada-U.S. relations.
From the beginning, Mr. Bush was thought in Canada not really to know where Canada was. I mean, it was said that he had been in Toronto once to see his baseball team play in the Sky Dome in Toronto, but then the joke was it wasn't certain that he knew that he had left the country.
Whatever the truth of those impressions, there was an overarching issue, the very cool personal relationship between Canada's former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien and George Bush. The two have very different styles, and Chrétien likely felt snubbed when Bush chose to meet with Mexican President Vicente Fox before Chrétien, despite a decades-long tradition that U.S. presidents met their Canadian counterpart first. The most chilling episode of all came last year when Chrétien, working together with Fox, refused to support the U.S. war in Iraq. Richard Gwynn is one of Canada's leading commentators on foreign affairs. He says that Chrétien's replacement, Paul Martin, should be able to immediately set a better tone with President Bush.
There's no doubt that the tone and the person-to-person relationship will improve. I mean, Paul Martin starts out with a big advantage. He's not Jean Chrétien. Nobody in Washington is mad at Paul Martin.
The relationship between Canada and the U.S. is critical for Canadians. The Canadian economy is remarkably intertwined with the U.S. economy. The two countries have the world's largest trading relationship, and Canada relies on that trade for over 30% of its GDP. Paul Martin is acutely aware of this, having been Canada's finance minister for 8 years. Richard Gwynn.
We have never been more dependent economically upon the United States. 87% of our exports go to the United States. That's a degree of economic dependency for which I'm pretty sure there's no equal in the world, one country on another.
So the Bush-Martin tete-a-tete is being watched very closely here. Martin has already made a friendly gesture to Bush by announcing last week that Canada would participate in Bush's National Missile Defense Program. While politicians of every political stripe say they want better relations with Washington, that move drew some criticism here. Many Canadians remain very wary of Washington. Jack Layton is leader of the left-wing New Democratic Party.
Our new prime minister might try to, as it were, appease George Bush by saying, we'll be a part of your military program, such as national missile defense, as a way of attempting to curry favor.
Canada's relationship with the U.S. is a mainstay of political dialogue amongst Canadians. The U.S. is so much larger than Canada that many Canadians feel lost in the shadow of their neighbor. That makes Martin's job a little trickier, especially with a national election expected here in a few months. Again, commentator Richard Gwynn.
The fact that an election is coming up shortly in Canada means that Paul Martin has to look in two directions at the same time. He has to look toward Washington to improve relations, and he has to look to Canadian voters, a substantive number of whom are very uneasy if relations between Canada and the United States get too close.
That balancing act is something that every Canadian prime minister has had to master, and Martin, as an experienced and polished political leader, is expected to do well, but he's only been in office for 1 month. Many Canadians who fear any more serious breach with the U.S. will be devastating to the Canadian economy are crossing their fingers and hoping he does. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.